Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, on WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPIN.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingham Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show. And this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener Program.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
W-A-R-R-E-N.
Okay, we're back. Welcome back to the Weekend Gardener. We're at the International Auto Expo, and you can hear in the background all the noise. There are just people coming in and just looking at all these cars. We just were honored to have an interview with Paul White, one of the legendary car dealers here in Wake County, and one of the formational people who helped get this thing started and going so many years ago. And it's free. Come on out. We'd love to have you. We also would welcome people to call in our show this morning, and we're fortunate enough to have Warren from Wake County who has been patiently waiting. Good morning, Warren.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing fine. What's on your mind this morning?
Good question. Rufus.
Yes, sir.
Rufus, I have a question. Do you know my good friend Luke Hyde?
Of course I do. I knew his brother Herbert.
Oh, yeah.
I knew wonderful people.
Is he alive and well?
Well, that is great. And his wife, Layla, who used to work, I think, with UNC TV, Tom.
Yeah.
And Herbert Hyde and I were dear buddies.
And Herbert had a brother who served in the legislature, didn't he?
Well, they were cousins.
The cousins? Okay.
Yeah. So how
Luke, do you get to see Luke any?
No, I don't. I would love to see him. I think the whole Hyde family is just a wonderful group of people.
If you're having trouble, Warren, listening to Rufus, he is chewing on a bear claw.
That is not surprising that he's eating and
it is, it's an apple fritter.
And it's a real toughy,
it's actually an apple
touchy
fritter.
Thing, an apple fritter, whether he's going to talk or chew.
It's healthy, though.
I know.
It's got apples in it.
All right, the other question is, I went out to Campbell Road last week, spent a bunch of money.
Uh-huh.
I'm going out. I'm getting ready
thank
to go
you.
Out to Campbell Road this morning and spend a bunch of money.
Well, thank you.
My question is, all those little black pots that your plants come in, I hate
yeah.
throwing them in the trash. I hate throwing them in the trash.
Bring
What's
them back.
Plan B?
Bring them back.
You want them
yeah,
back?
Yeah, just bring them back because we don't actually plant new plants in them, but sometimes we can transplant in those, and we always use the flats.
Okay.
So just tell the ladies that I said to bring them back.
Yeah, thank you so much. Because I
well,
got
you.
A pile of them, and I just hate throwing them away.
I do, too. I agree with you.
Thank you.
I'm glad to know that. Good information. Thanks for calling, Warren.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Now, I got to tell you, I'm having a difficult time pronouncing the name of our next caller. Sharetta, I think it is. Is that right?
That's correct. Good
all right.
morning.
You,
good
how
morning.
Are you?
I'm doing great. I hope you all are.
Doing
we
fine.
Are.
What's, what can we help you with?
I've got a question regarding a Japanese magnolia tree. I purchased one over a year ago, a very young tree, and once it started blooming, the deer began eating the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And this year I decided to put some wire around it to keep the deer from
keep
eating.
Keep the deer off.
Yeah. Well, now I've removed the wire because it's starting to grow, and the leaves were actually growing through the wire. So do you have any recommendations as to how I can care for this tree? I really like it. I think the blooms are beautiful.
Okay, it's a magnolia.
But,
are you talking sorry? About keeping the deer away?
Yes.
Keeping the deer away.
Yeah, well, one of our advertisers and Phil carries this suit.
I must garden. And that's good stuff.
You can use a spray. Just spray the thing really good. And I've found it to be very effective, and I don't know what other people think about it, but it works.
Well, not only that, but it helps get rid of the rabbits. The
right.
Rabbits. I've
yeah.
had problems
now,
with rabbits.
What I like to use, your name's Sharetta, right?
Yeah.
What I like to use, Sharetta, is I get the Imus Garden animal repellent.
Yeah.
And what you do with it is it's a powder form.
Right.
And so what happens is you go out about 5 or 6 feet from your tree and you just put it, sprinkle it all around the tree on the ground. And it lasts longer than the spray. Sometimes the spray, if you have a heavy dew, it'll just run off the leaves. So the animal repellent actually works really well. And
about every 3 months, go out and do it again.
Yeah, well, you may have to do a little more than that. But, yeah, just use that
you're
animal repellent. You don't need
granular,
a lot. The granular
yeah.
animal repellent. It's
like
not
it.
That expensive
that's what,
either.
Yeah, well, it is expensive.
Well,
but
not
it's not as expensive
not
as having to
having
replace
to buy
all
another
your
tree.
Plants.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right.
But it sure does work.
It works well.
And it's a good North Carolina
thank
problem.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
I hope that works.
I appreciate
call
it.
Us back and let us know. All right. We've got Richard on the phone also. We've got a trifecta today. Richard, welcome to Weekend Gardener.
Thanks, Tom, for giving our favorite host, Mike, a great break, well-deserved.
Well, I try to send him on more vacations than he goes on because I enjoy doing this, but he won't do it but about 2 or 3 times a year, so... But they're having a great time.
I've got a couple of comments on the laser thermometer. You can get those at Harbor Freight.
That's right.
And they're only about $25. And aside from the garden and soil temperatures, I had to get one because I had to replace the stove in Moorhead City, and it was gas being fed from a tank that was leaking. And so I had to put in electric, and it helped me with the learning curve on how to cook
heat,
on electric.
Yeah. yeah.
But so anyway, over the winter, I have my tomato bed is very rich in organic matter, so it's real dark, and it absorbs a lot of heat. And so this is also the first year I've experimented with using pine straw as mulch, according to Gerald Adams. That's what he uses. So I did an experiment. I took a gray scale and a neutral gray card, measured, had taken an exposure meter, and the gray card was, it's 50% reflective, and the pine straw was 40%, and which means that 40% it's gaining more heat than it's reflecting back.
Right. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So, and the soil temperatures also reflected that. The other place to check soil temperatures is Station Scout. If you look up that website, I went to the Lake Wheeler is what I used, and the soil temperature that they have, the minimum and maximum for that particular observation, and it's the reading is taken at 10 centimeters, or that's about 4 inches.
Okay. So what's the temperature
that, what's
right
that site now?
Now?
What, tell us the name of that site again.
Station Scout. If you just do an internet search of Station Scout, you can find that they have a map of the state that you zoom into where all the stations are located.
And it tells you what the soil temperature is at each station.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that's a good tip. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is the there's an incredible amount of data there, historic data as well. And if they don't have what you want, there's a little data and products tab that will tell you everything else that's available. So it's a real help in planting. And planting
Station
the garden.
Scout. Okay.
But it's out of the NC, North Carolina State Climate Office.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
That's good information. I appreciate you passing
all right, Richard,
that along
don't
to
you
us.
Have a don't you have a limerick today?
Well, the humor generator is a little bit down now. We had a tree removed, and I replaced a lot of soil. So it was a good day yesterday for beer to.
Well, you got the humors then.
Yeah.
Not in a good way.
Well, he found out about Miller Times, what
yeah.
it was. I mean,
or Heineken in this case.
Okay. Richard, thank okay. you for giving us a call. Appreciate it.
All right, Tom. Thanks for providing relief and for being there for the public for all those years.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. I love doing
Y'all
this.
Have a great one.
All right. Thanks, Richard.
You know, Richard was talking about soil, and I tried this veggie mix from Supersod. Monica's going to be with us in just a minute, but I went over to Supersod, and you can buy a cubic yard of what they call veggie mix
mm-hmm.
soil,
mm-hmm.
$14.
Never heard of that.
Oh, I'm going to tell you what. I mixed it in with a little bit of potting soil, and these plants have just taken off. So a natural lead in to Monica Wood from the State Farmers Market. Monica, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. Hope you are doing well.
Doing fine. It's good to hear your voice. I can hear your smile in your voice.
Oh, well, thank you.
What's going on at the farmers market? I bet y'all got a crowd today.
We do. We've got a lot of folks out and about, and it's a beautiful day. It's maybe a little cloudy, but it's nice and a good day to get out and walk around and see all the things that are here at the market. We have a really large area to shop around, and when it's cool like this, it makes it a little bit easier to do so. And I would say it's a good day to get out to work in the yard while it's not so hot. They're talking about the temperatures really getting up there next week, so today'd be a good day to get those gardens started if you haven't already, or maybe you're trying to plant a new area or a new flower bed, that sort of thing, and we definitely have all you need to get that started.
Now, are the vendors back and comfortable and everything in shed one? You were doing a lot of repair uh-huh. work.
Yes, we got
everybody's
all,
back
got
in
all
place.
Finished. Yes, everyone's back in place. Got lots and lots of strawberries filling up many of those spaces. we've also got, you know, your greenhouse tomatoes are coming in. We're starting in the greenhouse cucumbers, some of the spring mixes of greens like your collards and spinach, kale, turnip greens, mustard greens, those sorts of things we're seeing. Lettuce, we have some folks that do hydroponic lettuces, and they're coming in now. And, of course, plants and flowers galore. We've got setting plants, hanging baskets, herbs, perennials, fruit trees, shrubbery. The list just goes on and on. Vegetable plants. So all the things that you need for your landscape or your garden, you can come out and find the plants, and a lot of wonderful knowledge that goes along with that from these growers that they can help you figure out exactly what you need for a certain area.
Yeah, I was just telling them that I'm a devotee of Craig LaHoulier and his epic gardening book, and he talked about the importance of having soil, and I went over to SuperSod and bought some of their veggie mix, and I'll tell you what, that's good stuff.
It is. They have a great selection down there also of their sods and the different varieties. You can check those out and see which kind you might, you know, need for your landscape if you're looking to maybe spruce up your lawn a little bit. And they do. They have those veggie mixes, and then the in the big yellow bag where they have the regular compost mix, and they're wonderful products. And they have them in the really big bags where you can get it delivered,
pick it up
and take it out. Or you can get little small ones. If you don't
I couldn't hardly lift the little small ones.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's good
stuff.
That
thing was heavy.
It is.
So it got lots of... Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, they just have some other lawn care products. If there's anything particular that you might need, they have a lot of different products that they can help you get. If you're having an issue, they can help you hopefully diagnose that as well as get you what you may need to help correct the issue.
Yeah, I went over when I was over there not long ago. Had to go to Nahunta to get me some sausage. Because I'll tell you what.
He went to get his chicken.
Oh, man, I mean to tell you. And then we went to the seafood restaurant. And that place is just as crowded as ever was.
And you took home half of it.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. Lots of people with plants to sell, Monica?
Oh, yes. There's tons and tons of plants. We've got a lot of beautiful plants out here, some gorgeous flowers, vegetable plants, hanging baskets, fruit trees, herbs, house plants. Just the list goes on and on. So many different varieties. And Mother's Day's just around the corner, so I think you can probably come out and shop for your mom and find her just what she might need, especially if she loves flowers. And we do have cut flower arrangements as well.
I know it.
Monty, you mentioned a moment ago strawberries. I regret very much that I cannot accept your kind invitation to be a strawberry dessert judge. And you have two people here. You got Tom and Phil. They would make... all you got to do is go in there for about an hour and eat the most wonderful desserts in the world and pick your winner. And I got to do it for two times and got something busy. It's Thursday, isn't it, that you need somebody, Monica?
It is, Rufus. And we're sad to hear that you can't make it this time, but there'll be more opportunities in the future. So
now, what kind of strawberry desserts will they have?
You name it.
Well, is that... Yeah, anything, and it could be just a regular strawberry dish, you know, any kind of strawberry recipe, and it's what they're changing it up a little bit this year, and that's actually this Thursday, May 2nd. So if anybody out there is listening and they have a favorite strawberry recipe, you can just whip it right up and get that into us on Thursday. The rules for the contest will be on our Facebook page. And you can find that on there. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. And that is part of our spring fling event that we're having on Thursday from 11 till 2. And we're going to have lots of fun activities for kids and adults. And we'll have some free samples and all kinds of fun stuff going on during that event. So we're looking forward to it and hoping for a lot of folks to come out and shop around and enjoy the event. There'll be face painting for the kids and some activities that they can do while they're here and things that the adults can enjoy as well. There's going to be some folks out with some of their wine and various different things for that day as well. And again, it's going to be a fun day.
You know, going to the, we've talked about this before. Going to the farmer's market is just an experience. You got plenty of places to eat. There's lots to see, lots to do. I love the fact of being able to buy the fruits and vegetables directly from the farmers themselves. And one of our favorites is Beth Moore, and we've gotten to know them over the years, and they walk in, it's like old home week. So many of your vendors have been there for years and years and years.
There is. We've got a lot of really dedicated vendors that are definitely, you know, farm families, and it's kind of passed on through the different generations of being here, and they do a wonderful job. We appreciate all of our dedicated vendors that are here on a regular basis, and we have so many unique things here, so it's something you can always, if you shop around, you'll probably see something different every time you're here, because up in our market shops, there's always a lot of unique things coming in there. Of course, we do the baked goods and the preserves and jellies and jams, and there's ice creams and lemonades and all kinds of things in there that you can get, along with the Rufus dog, of course, down at the grill.
Yeah.
I have tried that, and it's actually a pretty good hot dog.
Yep.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
I hate to say that, but I mean.
He brought some like a few weeks ago. They were really good.
Yeah, I came by, and they weren't, Rick wasn't open, but he turned the place on because I wanted to take some hot dogs out to Phil's, and it was just, I thought it was very special.
Was
well,
great.
I love it whenever we do Weekend Gardener over at the Farmer's Market, and the folks at the Farmer's Market restaurant bring us by biscuits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
As always,
Monica,
thank you for talking with us. We look forward to seeing you when we go to the State Farmer's Market.
Yes, well, I think we're having you guys out on May 18th, so we're looking forward to that. And
that sounds like
you guys
fun.
Have a great day and come see us.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Monica Wood, State Farmer's Market. Always a pleasure talking to her. It's always lots of fun to go there. We're at the International Auto Expo here at the Jim Graham Building and the fairgrounds. Come on, visit us this morning. Well, welcome back to the Weekend Gardener. Tom Campbell hosting for Mike Raley, who is on a cruise. He called us earlier this morning from Croatia and said he and Melissa are having a wonderful time there. I want him to take more of these trips because I enjoy hosting for him. Phil Campbell and Rufus Edmiston with us, along with Paul White. Paul is just, if you've been listening for a while, he's a legend in the automobile business, been in it for over 50 years. His family goes back to almost World War I, right? Yeah, as a dealer, yeah. But we're at the International Auto Expo. This is sponsored by the Wake County Automobile Dealers Association, and they're morphing into the Triangle Automobile Dealers Association. Every brand, just about every color, everything you want to see is here at this Auto Expo, and best of all, it is absolutely free. So come on out. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock tonight. Yeah, Paul says this is the first time in history it's been free. You used to have to pay to get in. And now it's free.
Yeah, it's great. There's a lot of kids here.
And the crowds are responding.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a good crowd
it's
here.
It's like a family thing. It's great.
Yeah.
Well, you throw the word free to something, and they'll flock in.
Yeah.
I found that to be part of life.
Well, and a lot of these dealers are giving out little courtesy kinds of things. I see I don't know who it was, but somebody's got watering cups or something that they're handing out free as freebies. And then on the building behind us, they've got foreign cars. So if you love cars, whether you're interested in buying something or just want to look at it or compare it, or if you're one of these people that compares the size of the engines and all of this kind of good stuff, this is the place to come. And it's just chock-a-block full of automobiles and trucks and electric vehicles and just about anything you want to see, because it's a lot of fun, and we've enjoyed being here today. We've seen a lot of people, a lot of Weekend Gardener friends. They're here, And we also have had a number of callers this morning. That includes Lib from Dunn. Lib, it wasn't hard for me to remember your name because that's my wife's name. Welcome to Weekend Garden.
Thank you all. We enjoy your program every week. I have a mature Sitley Japanese maple. I think it's a CQ. We've had it for over 20 years. It's our beauty. My question is, it is now throwing out volunteer plants or seedlings are coming up, and I have some that are about 6 foot tall now.
Woo.
Is it encouraged to have them to graft them, or can we just let them mature and have a pretty bush?
In other words, your question is, should you try grafting them or just let them continue growing?
Oh, if they grow, you'll have a mess around your beautiful tree. It's sort of like a viburnum. I finally had to clean that out. And what I would have done back in that time when the seedlings came up, I would have helped made a lot of neighbors happy by potting them up and giving them to them.
I'm going to tell you, you don't have any trouble getting rid of Japanese maple. People
yeah.
love them.
Not one bit. And, you know, most of them are, you know, a foot high or even.
Yeah, that's just the right time.
That's the right time to transplant them.
So I'd pot them up. And please my neighbors or friends.
You live in a rural area. You live in a town.
It's in town, but it's.
Put them out by the curb and say put a sign on them saying free, and they'll be gone before you know it.
So indeed, they can grow naturally into
yes.
a
form
sure.
of a tree that would be sturdy and not prone to splitting or whatever.
Yeah. I missed your first part. Is this a green Japanese maple, or is it one of the red
it's
ones?
One
or?
Of the, it's one of the green, bright, citrus green.
Yeah.
Well, the
spring and
The good news is you don't know what you're going to get, so you'll get
That's
a lot
right.
of surprises. And some of the prettiest Japanese maples that we have at the nursery are some that I planted from seed. And they're just gorgeous.
And you can plant the blood goods, the red ones, but you're not guaranteed that it's going to come up red.
Right, right. The ones we have are just beautiful. There's about five different kinds.
Well, we've got two weeping Japanese, miniature dwarf Japanese maple in our yard. And one of them was given to Lib when she retired by her sister, sweet sister, over in Chatham County, Lane. And that thing has gotten big, and it is. Everybody that comes to the house just remarks on
they're
that.
They're beautiful.
They're gorgeous.
Even when it loses its leaves, it's got this beautiful, graceful frame there. Like,
it does.
Like my weeping.
Yeah.
So just
tree.
Dig them up and put them in other places of your yard, or give them away, like Tom said.
I will tell you, they will be welcome because they're just beautiful plants.
They are
beautiful trees.
And this is such a hardy plant that we have. It, as I say, is 20 years old.
It, wow.
It was early in its life. It was girded by Laropia before I realized what was happening. And so it has quite a shapely base trunk. Another time the hurricane came through and partially split a limb.
Yep.
We taped it up, tied it up, and it's perfectly sturdy, so we love it. We in passing them on, I did want to let folks know if they needed to graft them at some point to make them durable, but I appreciate so much your help.
Yeah.
No, they'll be fine. They will be great.
Sounds like that tree is paying you back for your kindness.
That's exactly right. And you take care of everybody down in Harnett County now.
We're going to try. You take care.
All right.
You
Thank
too,
you, Lib.
Bye.
Appreciate you calling.
I
love my Japanese maples.
Yeah. By the way, Tom, some of your kind of colleagues over on public television at State Lines, which is a program similar to that, we have those folks that are listeners to the Weekend Gardener, and we appreciate them, and they think it's a great show.
Well, good. We have. I mean, it reminds me. This program reminds me. I think I've said it before. Old time radio.
Yeah.
You know, the old Arthur Godfrey show or the Don McNeil Breakfast Club that was on ABC for so many years. You don't hear things like that or see things like that anymore. And it's just people talking to people.
Yeah, I have people come up to me and say, I don't have a garden. I can't have a garden. I just like to the show, listen to the show. And I thank them for that.
I do too. And I tell them occasionally we'll know something about gardening.
Yeah.
That's
a blind
right.
hog will find an acorn occasionally.
That's it.
That's what Harlan used to say all the time.
Yeah.
A blind hog will find an acorn.
Of course,
acorn.
That might be politically incorrect today to say something like that, Tom.
Blind or hog?
Isn't it amazing nowadays how people have taken completely good words that were worth something 30 years ago and you become politically incorrect? And just be who you are, love one another. Do what the good book says, love, mercy, and walk humbly
with God. What's the saying for the day, as a matter of fact?
The saying of the day comes from our friend's book down here, that Cheryl and I, Edward Cliff Joyner. But the saying of the day is, love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. Martin Luther King. How about that? So true.
Yep.
Well said.
For sure.
Paul, you and your family have been in this, Paul White again, you and your family have been in the automobile business for decades, longer than a lot of you alive.
1932.
What do you think of the future? I mean, where is this industry going? I mean, we've got this new VinFast automobile company that's coming in.
Even VinFast has decided to not do direct sales.
They are setting up dealers. They want to survive, so they're setting up dealers. So a lot of the new organizations try to do direct sales, and it's not working. Franchises will be around. Every time they think we're going down, we get
bottom. Selling it is one thing. Servicing it, you know, after you buy it,
somebody's got to look after it, and that's something Universal prides itself on. We have a first-class service department, and I've just added probably the best in the county, a fixed ops manager to run it. So he's personable. So.
Well, most of the car dealers have pretty good service departments. I mean, occasionally you'll run into a problem, but you didn't like the service or
if
something
they're,
like that.
If they're capable and well-known,
they've got a good service department. If they're reputable dealers, most stand behind what they do. So
most of us are not fly-by-night, and that makes a difference.
Yeah.
You've been around a while. You learn it's a people business, it's a relation business, and if you look after your people, you've got a circle. They'll go to service, and they'll come back to buy again from you.
It's a transactional business from the standpoint that you're making a transaction to buy a car, but it's beyond that.
It's kind of like this car show. You announced it a minute ago, but we used to charge $9, $10, $14 to come to this show. We want people to come and be with us and see this, and it's now free. So please come down today or tomorrow and see what we've got to offer.
Yeah, Tom, we got a text from one of our listeners, Tara Britt, Phil knows her. She said, what annuals are best plants for rooftop gardens? Well, apparently she gets a lot of sun. I'm going to go sun patients.
Well, a lot of people put perennials on rooftop gardens. They use things like some of the grasses and some of the sedums and plants like that. But you can always just stick some annuals in around in different places. And most anything should be fine that takes the sun.
Sedum is a great plant.
It is.
It is.
About anything that you would use anywhere, as long as you've got good soil and the watering. And I know that Tara is a pretty good gardener because I've seen some of her gardening, and I don't know what kind of rooftop she's talking about, but I suspect that it's what we'd call a townhouse balcony or something like that.
Right.
And a lot of hanging things that they've
hanging baskets are always
and have containers so that every balcony normally has a railing around it, unless you're a lot safer than I am. And I've found some things, the hanging petunias.
Right.
Trailing
out. And you can even put vegetables in containers and put them on your garden, in your garden area, or on a balcony or something. I mean, you can have your vegetables.
And we're getting to a point where it's going to be too hot for them. But those trailing pansies that you have, what do you call those?
The waves.
Waves.
They're like the wave, but they're named like at the wave petunias. But there's like the summer wave and then the wave pansies. They're great.
We love them.
Yes, they're nice. They mound and trail and do really well. Yep. So that's great. Well, Tom, I just want to tell you that, I mean, Paul, I want to tell you thank you, too. I appreciate you. But, Paul, I want to tell you how much I appreciate your company and all the people out there. We've been buying, like I said before, we've been buying cars from y'all for a long time. We'll continue to do so. You've got a great staff. And that, these days that we're in right now, it's kind of hard to keep people.
It is hard.
That are working and really care about the company. And I know your guys do, and I really appreciate that in you.
Thank you for that. And I want you to tell the people, it's not just Universal. I want them to come to Wendell. We're a mixture of the past and the future now.
Right.
So it's where it's coming to.
Well, you know, I started asking you the question about the future. I started thinking about the fact that days gone by, I could change the oil in my car. I could change spark plugs if I was smart enough and wanted to do it.
It's a different world.
But it's so different now. I mean, your mechanics don't have grease under their fingernails anymore, do they?
You used to go to IBM and you were a computer person.
Yeah.
Now if you work on a car, you're a computer person.
You don't
repair anything. It's a replacement society.
And they stick this little indicator up into your car, and it just tells them.
You plug it up, a computer tells you what's right or wrong. The future's here.
I'll tell you.
But you still need somebody with training to be able to do it, and we've got them.
I guess you can still change the oil, can't you, though, Paul?
It's kind of dangerous. You be careful, the environmentalists will get you.
If I do it, it's lethal.
we change it, and we pocket it, and then we have it hauled off, and we try to be environmental friendly.
Right.
That we don't burn. We actually heat with it also.
Really?
We have a furnace in the winter that heats with the oil that we take out.
Oh, great. Oh,
that's wonderful.
That's pretty cool. So we do want you to come by the Jim Graham building at the State Fairgrounds, this Auto Expo, International Auto Expo. Going to be here tonight until 10 p.m. or to 9 p.m. And tomorrow it's going to be open from 10 to 4 p.m. As Paul says, it's absolutely free. It's easy, lots of parking around here. And there's a lot going on at the fairgrounds, but this is a great way to look at cars, to get to know the brands and get to know what you might be interested in so far as a trade or a new car. And there's some antique cars out front, Rufus.
Absolutely. Yeah. I saw a 57 Chevrolet, and that oh, what a dream car that was to me. Like we talked about early in the show, when I was growing up in high school, and you and Phil also, that Paul, the highlight of when the new cars came out and they had the windows blocked off with paper beforehand.
New car showing in September.
Oh, my gosh.
And a 57 Chevrolet, when it was brand new, was what, like $1,600?
I can remember when you could buy a Volkswagen for $1,600 and a new Impala for $2,600.
Yeah.
And that was in the 60s.
These guys that deal with these antique shows, antique cars, I've got a friend who has taken a 57 Impala, and he's totally refurbed it, and it's going for like $40,000.
That's one of the most iconic cars ever built. Look, it has stuck. We've got pictures of tails and of the vehicle on the wall at the dealership.
I remember the big tails with the tail lights on the. But selling for thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Oh, you can get into $80,000, $100,000, $150,000 with some of these. Something we ought to mention, we also have where you can come down to this car show and go out and drive a track. We have a track set up with cars to run it in the off-road.
So now, what do you have to do? I mean, just go sign up.
Just go sign up, and when it comes your turn, you'll get to ride the track. That's something we started new. We have ride and drive, but we now have a track.
They won't let you drive, will they, yourself?
Oh, yes. You get to drive the track, yes.
Well, I guess you better have a driver's license then.
It would help, yes.
And be over 6 months old.
You know, Paul.
And not be a politician.
You want reform politicians out there like I am.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir.
Recovering.
Yeah. I'm glad you've arrived.
One other thing that I mentioned earlier, the way they have everything set up in here, it's absolutely the easiest way. You can find everything.
You got to see the carpet going down the middle of this building. It looks like a highway.
It's a highway, right? Yeah.
It's got the double yellow
but
lines.
No passing, double yellow lines,
and
no passing.
What I like, too, is it's a very safe place to bring your children for the whole family to come out because it's just the way it's set up. It's a nice, safe place and a fun place to be today.
We were talking earlier about the Wake Tech coming to Wendell, but we also have Wake Tech here. They have an automobile program that's on Lewisburg Road that's the standard for the country. It's new, nothing like it. Hendrix helped us put it together. Wake County Dealer Association put money into it. But they're actually doing a program out here, and we work with them for our training, et cetera, to have the technology we need in the dealership to look after our customers.
Yeah, well, it was back what we were talking about before. You can't just be a shade tree mechanic and work on cars anymore.
No, it's
it's hard to find them too.
Everybody thinks you need to go to college, but the tech schools are taking over. That's where the future. What did the gentleman say when he got it? Was doing his bill. The doctor says I don't make that much, and the plumber says I didn't either when I was a doctor.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the oldest jokes in the world, but it's
becoming more true all the time.
It is that. Yeah. It is that. Well, guys, we've enjoyed being out here, and we thank Paul, we thank Stephanie, we thank all the people from the Wake County Automobile Dealers Association for inviting us back to this expo. We've seen lots of friends here, lots of crowds. They're very enthusiastic, and it's interesting. They're opening up the trunks, and they're sitting in the cars, and they're looking around at the engines. And as I said before, they don't kick the tires anymore. But in fact, I don't even know what you kick the tires for. But anyway,
make sure it's got enough air in it.
I guess
they're so thin, you don't look like a tire though.
That's the truth, isn't it?
But Tom, I always like to say before we end, be the person your dog thinks you are.
That's right.
Wow,
you'll be all right if you be the person your dog thinks you are.
Well. I have three.
Uh-oh.
Okay, your split personalities.
Well, they are. I mean, they do have their own different personalities. Yeah. But anyway, Mike will be back next week, and he'll be, I'm sure, wanting to get a report on how well or poorly we did.
Oh, Tom, you did a great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I love doing this. I love being with y'all.
I like your voice on the radio.
Well, thank you. That's how I started out, as a matter of fact.
I know.
I was a rock and roll disc jockey back in the early 60s. My dad, who ran a television station, did not think it was appropriate that his son played rock and roll music. So he wanted me to call myself by a different name. And so the radio station salespeople had a contest. And back in those days, if you remember, on CBS in the mornings, there used to be a program called Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Captain Kangaroo had this animated cartoon character named Tom Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And so that became my radio name, Tom Terrific.
Well, all right.
East of Raleigh, people knew who Tom Terrific was. In fact, it was back in the days before there were credit cards. And so when you went to get gas at the gas station, you had an account with the gas station, and you'd sign a ticket, and they'd sign a ticket and send you a bill at the end of the month. That's our good friend from WPTF, WRAL, who now works for the Farm Bureau,
right?
As a matter of fact.
Right.
Anyway, the gas station would never knew Lib's name. They'd send the bill out, and they'd written the ticket for Mrs. Terrific.
Ah, that's funny.
They were great days.
Yeah.
Old school.
Old school. Well, see,
old school was not too bad.
This program is kind of like that, old school. Good. I mean, disc jockeys today can't say much on the air. They're pretty well regulated.
All right, get in your garden today. It's beautiful outside.
Get your hands dirty.
That's right.
In between periods and
and then wash them and come to the car show.
To the car show. It's free.
Yeah, that's right. State Fairgrounds.
Thank you.
The Jim Graham Building. Thank y'all for listening to us.